This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About 16% of those who use the internet in the U.S., or 45 million people, have already installed an ad blocker, up 48% over the last 12 months, said Sean Blanchfield, who runs Pagefair, an Irish startup that tracks ad blocking. In a report last month, Adobe and Pagefair calculated that blockers would cost publishers nearly $22 billion in revenue in 2015. In the UAW's tentative agreement with Fiat Chrysler, the entry-level pay scale will immediately increase to $17 to $24 an hour based on seniority and top out at $22 to $25 an hour in 2018. That'll shrink the gap between veteran workers who earn $28 an hour but will get wage increases, bringing their pay to just under $30 an hour by the third year of the contract. Immigrants generally pay more in taxes than they claim in government benefits. Researchers tested the effectiveness of expressing anger in three types of negotiations. Those that are chiefly cooperative, say starting a business with a partner, chiefly competitive, dissolving a shared business, or balanced between the two, selling a business to a buyer, for example. In two experiments, negotiators made greater concessions to those who expressed anger, but only in balanced situations. When cooperating, hostility seems inappropriate. And when competing, additional heat only flares tempers. But in between, anger appears to send a strategically useful signal. Two groups representing nail salon owners sued Governor Andrew Cuomo in the state of New York this week over a new requirement that says salons must obtain wage bonds, a form of insurance meant to protect workers from wage theft. Republican leaders and strategists said that rather than having a presumptive nominee by early 2016 who could turn to the task of raising money and making the case against the Democratic candidates, it was doubtful that a candidate would be in place before late spring or even before Republicans gathered for their convention in Cleveland in July. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.